Hi, it's Rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy, I was having too much fun. Well, sometimes I go out by myself in a loop across the water.
Tú significas todo para mí. Que tengo miedo de tu amor. Y hoy que estoy cerca de ti, mi amor, mi corazón late más. Mi corazón te entrego yo, mi amor. Te pido que tú lo aceptes. Oh, mi vida, te adoro yo. Tú eres todo para mí. Tú eres la vida que el Señor me dio. Tú eres un ángel que bajó. Estaba solo esperándote para entregarte yo mi amor. Yo no sabía explicártelo. Corazón te entrego yo, mi amor. Te pido que tú lo aceptes.
Con mi vida te adoro yo. Tú eres todo para mí.
People in the house now. This is Piñata Hour. This is Lee. We got Frank Lopal doing the mixing. What's up, Frank?
Aquí nomás románticos.
Yeah.
Suavecito.
I like what you did earlier. You play some Amy Winehouse for us.
Amy. Pobrecita.
Yeah. Pues, ¿qué se va a hacer?
¿Verdad?
Bye-bye, Amy.
See you in a bit.
Yeah. But we got Leti.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, Leti.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's cool.
You're doing great.
I think everybody's doing just fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we on the same zone, I guess?
Yeah. Everyone's on the same.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody, Piñata Hour. I want to thank also Skid Row Studios. Jeremy, what's up, Jeremy?
God bless.
What's up? How's it going?
All right, man. I like the place.
Yeah, we did a little upgrade.
Yeah, I really like this upgrade we got today.
Got a computer on the desk now so you can look up shit.
Yep. We've got hovering seats now.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Nice tables.
Yep. Made of titanium.
Really?
Not bad, huh?
We're always thinking here at Skid Row Studios.
Really nice.
All we need is a foot massager.
Yeah.
Among other things.
So we have Blue Yango in the house, and we also have Bizard. How you doing, Arthur?
I'm good.
Yeah? Okay, we get you situated right now. But he's here. He just set up. Dude, he just set up so quick, I think almost. I don't know if he's done or not.
Faster than me. Right? Yeah.
That's a
good record.
Quick, fast setup, baby.
De volada.
Yeah. Vale madre, pow, pow, he's done.
Yeah, like a hitman. Right. Boom, boom, let's go. That's a compliment. Yeah.
Hey, if you guys are, for all our 1,000 listeners right now that are listening to the show, we're gonna have a kickback at the Blipsy Barcade in Koreatown. Go ahead, Google it. You can look at him on page.
It's a really cool bar, man. I've been there.
Yeah, bring a lot of quarters or coras. That's what my mom said.
Las coras.
Do you have coras? I have coras. Okay, mom, coras. I give you coras. K-O-R-A. You know what I mean, right?
I say it too. Yeah, yeah.
Las coras. ¿Tienes una cora?
Sí, una cora para un elote.
¿Cómo que cora? Valen a dólar, güey. Valen a dólar.
Yeah. I need one. No cora más para un elote. Come on. So we're going to play some more music here at Piñata Hour. So don't forget tonight, it's going to start at 10 p.m. We're going to have Tiana Nicole Cholo Car Wash. I like the name.
Orale.
He's going to be there. Also,
Cholo
DJ.
Car Wash is spinning tonight?
Orale. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know about tonight, right? I mean, I hope it's in your calendar.
Oh, yeah. I'm going. I'm bringing a friend, too. Cool. Maybe a couple people.
Yeah, man. Bring some coras. So we can all like.
Muchas coras, monedas.
Galaga.
Whatever you want.
That's
to
my
call
favorite.
It.
I go straight to that before I get situated, you know? Are you still feeling nervous or not anymore? Because look at the light. The light's still.
Beware the red light.
Yeah. So Frank LePaul is gonna set up something here for us. Oh, now we're gonna come back. We're gonna interview first Blue Django in the first hour, and then after that we're gonna get into Bizarre here.
All right.
He's gonna be playing this Friday at Paisadelico and City of Industry too. What's up, dude? Yeah, we're gonna get you going. As soon as this light goes
on, scream
it
out. Scream it out.
Yeah.
It's working now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Fran. Do your thing, man. We're going to come back. I'll give a few minutes, and we come back with Blue Django. We're going to have some hardcore questions for
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
So we have Leti from Blue Django and Noah. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Enjoying the music.
Yeah.
That was Guincho, right?
The Palmitos Park.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Kind of wake up.
I saw them at La Cita.
Yeah, we had them when they had Guincho.
That was a pretty cool show. Yeah. Anyway, so we have Blue Django in the house. So. Hi, and what's up with you guys now?
Right now we're actually a two-piece, and we're looking for a drummer.
Oh, okay.
And a bass player. Okay. Now I'm playing guitar, he's playing guitar, and we're going to probably do some shows soon, because we're going to use weird backing tracks.
So what happened to that old Blue Django? Corey and Pablo, and I know you have a lot of drummers. I remember.
Yes.
I was one of them.
Right, you were my first one.
Were you?
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah, we met.
So what happened?
We met through Craigslist.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No.
Ew.
She's bullshitting.
A lot of stickles.
Hold on, man. Fuck, let me get serious now. Hold on a second. No, we met, I went to C-Level, I remember. And,
I forgot about C-Level, that. C-Level,
you know,
cool.
It was a little vinyl shop. Yeah. And I remember that day when I went, because the day before they had the Fuck Yeah Fest.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do it right in the alley.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And next day I went, and I like, there were so many little papers with, you know, people's like looking for bands. And so that's when I saw your number, and it was Pablo's number.
Oh.
And then I called, and we got, you know, and then we ended up jamming at the
Vernon Studios.
Vernon Studios, the creepy place.
Yeah, that place was cool.
Yeah. And and then since then. Yeah, so I was drumming with them, but I don't know.
What happened?
He didn't want to play. He was like, nah.
I was like...
He wanted to do like a weird experimental crazy band.
Yeah. I was like, cool. You know, you guys do noise? They're like, no, we do this.
You were like, that ain't noise.
No.
What did you want to do? More
cool.
Like, you want to do more like...
No, yeah. I wanted to do something. Whatever. But anyway, so we ended up jamming and we became friends. And then after that, you know, you set up your own place. You were doing like a gallery thing, mm-hmm. right? What was it called? It was a
Lickhead Gallery at the time.
A Lickhead.
Oh, I remember.
Good times.
Yeah, it was good times.
I never went, but I remember.
Dude. So at the time you were in the band and also running the place, right?
Yes, I was.
It's gotta be like.
It was hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you nunca quedas bien, you know? Like some shit always goes down.
Yeah. Well, because some people's like, hey, I want to play. And you're like, yeah. Time comes, like, hey, so we got, wait a minute. It was you guys?
Is that supposed to book you?
I was like, yeah.
Well, it happens, you know? You kind of get overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So much. There's life.
Life is so busy. It should be like 10 hours
a
day.
You're busier than the president.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, but see, the president got like gang of people, you know, so he just do this, do that. He just throw ideas, I guess, right? Right now?
Yeah, people doing
You've been
job.
A president before.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows.
Many things.
Right. So you guys were telling me, you guys, Elvis introduced you guys to each other, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was an Elvis moment. Was that a convention? Was that Elvis convention in Vegas or what?
Hey, mama.
Well, Elvis both came to us simultaneously in a dream. And kind of after that, things happened. It was synchronicity. We met up. And
in my dream, it was Selena that came to my dream. Yeah.
Nálgame Dios.
Yeah. She was like, bidi bidi bum
bum. Like, I love that song.
I could just see her dancing
towards
you.
It's a hit song. It's a hit song. So anyway, so Blue Django. Why Blue Django? I think you told me a couple times, but I want our 1,000 listeners to know what Blue Django means.
Blue Django came from a little space we had in our house that we made into a studio. And it was like crazy. We had mattresses. We had like moving carpets. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And through this, there was two windows. And we would always, at the time, we would always like, you know, have fun. So we would run in there and we would like look outside the window all crazy. I'm like, oh my God, it's a Blue Django. It was ridiculous, but yeah.
It was a good day, too.
Yeah.
A lot of carne asada, I guess.
Those are the days.
Yeah. They still are. We're still here. After what, 6 years?
I'm happy those days are over.
Oh, look. Look at you. Okay, so I'm looking here. Blue Jungle says Candy Payne.
Yes.
Candy Payne.
You candy like that?
Payne. You should trademark
actually,
that.
Actually, that's make that's candy. What you call it right now instead of Blue Jungle.
I know, right? We thought about it. We've been.
You thought about it?
Yes.
Okay, so I got my name on that now. I buy the ferrocarril for $200. I want to put a house in a hotel. No. Yeah. Candy Payne. So it's going to be just two of you for now?
And yeah, for now. But I don't know. We're open to whoever wants to play. We're like, you know. Right.
There you go, Lee.
Yeah.
We're going to.
Malo.
No. I don't like the gun club.
You don't like the gun club?
No, I'm just kidding. I just say that so he can say something on the mic.
Yeah, you see her eyes? She's just like, what?
Botellazo. Órale, cabrón.
Did you know the gun club? It was originally from El Monte.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I thought it was cool. Up the valley.
Later.
They moved there?
He moved there.
Oh, that's
he, only, yeah. You know, the original, yeah. He's yeah, down. Yeah. So, and I was like, what? I was like, something about this 605 in the 10 right there. I like it. A lot of history there, mm-hmm. You know. We know a lot of bands. They're like, they all think they're from L.A., like right here. Or
yeah.
And I was like, no, where? Moreno Valley? What the fuck? What are you doing here? Yeah, this is where I play, you know. Yeah. Where are you from? From Germany. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you guys looking to the right. Okay, so Blue Jungle, we got some songs we're going to be playing. My friend right there, Jeremy, he's working on it. He's a high-tech manager.
Yeah, the first song we got is Baby, It's You.
Okay, so we're going to play that, and then we're going to come back.
And feel free to call. The number is...
Yes, the number is... 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. Oh, yeah? Damn it. Okay, go ahead. Put him through. All right. Who's this?
Hello? Hi.
Hello there. Thank you for calling Piñata Hour. This is Lee. Who is this?
This is Kim.
Kim from what?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian?
Hi.
Hey, you know what? You have to turn down.
I hear you in the background. That's weird.
Yeah, no, I can hear myself.
Oh, I thought you were throwing your voice over.
I can hear myself. I was like, sound good.
Hello,
anyway,
hello,
so,
hello.
Hey, go ahead. Turn down your
I did.
Your
I
laptop.
Did. I know, right?
Okay, can you hear us now?
Better.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I can hear you.
So this is Kim Kardashian?
How'd you know?
Oh, man.
It
is her.
There's something about girls with big butt that my body starts shaking.
My butt's shaking right now. It's vibrating.
You have the size of Alabama, right?
Pretty much.
Rap girl video. Anyway, so what's up, Kim? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Monica.
Wow, Santa Monica. You're not supposed to be listening to KCRW?
I do.
That's
totally
in the morning. Right now it's Piñata Hour.
Do you guys know Kim? Yeah. Anybody knows Kim?
No.
No, they don't. I'm just a fan. Well, maybe they do.
Oh, for Blue Jungle?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Blue Jungle here. Uh-oh. Go ahead, ask him questions.
No, you do. I'm sure you have them.
Go ahead, shoot.
Have a teeth yet?
Yes.
Am I speaking to her in person? Oh, hi.
Hi.
I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. I think you're amazing. Thank you for calling. That's why I think you're amazing.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Where you saw it?
You just saw it?
No, where did you see it on Facebook? Like on whose page?
Was on their page.
Oh, okay.
Blue Jungle Cake.
Yeah. See, I posted it.
There you go. Yeah.
Thought I did it. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more beer for that.
Yes.
She's an amazing dancer, and her guitar is so handsome.
Ooh.
And her.
Thank you.
Think about you, Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't think about you.
And I hear he's half Latino too. No, he's Spanish, right? I don't know.
Noah's on the floor right now.
He's an Irish kid, but he's actually not. He told me he was Spanish, so
I don't know what I am.
No Espanito.
Poquito.
Beg
your pardon?
No Espanito.
But I love the stuff that they do together. Really, really.
How long have you been listening to Blue Jungle?
I think for 3 years.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's some time. We've been playing for, like, 6 years.
Yeah. Oh, 6 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Well, different names, too. We had a lot of different names.
What were the other names?
We had Teenage Doper, X-Dope.
Teenage Doper, I like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another one called Nosebleed Crew or something.
I don't know about that.
Okay. She's shaking her head like
Nosebleed. Ouch.
Well, I'm really honored to speak to you, Lucia. I think you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for the support and all. You know.
It's
nice to hear from lovers and not haters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're always going to have haters, no matter. It, you know,
I know, but it's nice to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
To hear, like, a nice, like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of, like,
really,
yeah. You brush it off. You know.
Do you have anything coming in soon? I don't know. I heard, like, the record or something. I don't know.
Yes, actually, we have an upcoming cassette.
I downloaded something.
What?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I downloaded music.
She downloads your music.
Oh.
That would be legally.
La pirateria.
Oh, yeah? You rapper share it?
Kim, have you heard the new Blue Jungle? You want to hear the new Blue...
Yeah.
Blue Jungle?
Blue Jungle.
Blue Jungle.
Yeah.
Coras. Okay, Zach, so we're gonna play two of their new songs.
Cool.
What is this one here?
Baby, It's You, and then we have Suspicion, or Suspend... What is it? Suspicion.
Suspenders?
And Little Red Riding Hood.
Nice.
Oh. Interesting.
Those are three songs.
Yeah,
that's three.
Little Red Riding Hood. All right, so we're going to play some Blue Jungle. Thank you, Kim, for calling us.
Thank you.
Call back.
Your tower. Piñata Hours back in the game. So we got Blue Jungle here. We got Letty and Noah. What's up, Noah?
What's up?
Not much, man. Not much. Yeah. And also we got a bizarre Arthur. What's up, Arthur? How you doing?
Chilling.
He set up some piddles, some skittles, some M&Ms right there, some wires.
Some kind of
twiddles.
You ready for that?
Yeah, dabbling.
I think we're going to go after Blue Jungle. I think we're going to go with you, and we're going to start doing some noise, maybe. And then we could talk a little bit after that.
Nice. I'm going to do
You want to get in the trance first? Or?
Well, no. Oh, it's going to be a sound, like a sound bath.
Right. Okay. All right.
But, so it's going to be a varied music.
Awesome. Okay, so... what is he going to say? Okay. Okay, so you guys are looking for a drummer right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you playing guitar, and he's going to be playing...
Lead
and bass, maybe, also?
We're looking for a bassist and a guitar, and a bass, drummer.
Yeah, drum. I actually play drums, too.
Yeah?
But it's been, like, about 11 years since I picked up sticks.
Man, how's that feel?
I don't know. I mean, I actually saw my drum set like 6 years ago, just because I didn't have the space and stuff. And
yeah, when you have drums, you need like
a lot of space. Yeah. I don't know, basement. I don't know.
Today I did a drums thing. Oh, sorry, but with like Arrowhead bottles with like a bunch of kids. It was can you
use
that?
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Coffee, like Folgers coffee.
Folgers coffee. Ding, ding.
You know what I'm doing now? I'm just playing with a floor tom and a snare.
That's cool.
Oh,
that's
and cool. A crush. You know?
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Sonia. You know Sonia?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Last week. And she got her own little studio. So we were just like hanging out, just banging on the thing. And it was pretty cool.
That's nice.
Not when you record, like when you're in the moment, you know? Like, you get up. So you were telling me you got like few songs. You have like a whole.
Oh, we have a lot of songs. I don't know. I don't even know where.
What's a ballpark?
Like, I don't even know where to start. Yeah. Like, which ones we're gonna release, which ones we're not, but they're all really good and fun. And like, they're different.
So I see you have the Burger Record backing you guys up, helping you guys out. Like,
yes.
Okay. So they're gonna release it. They're like,
They're gonna be releasing it on tape. It's gonna be 250 copies. It should be pretty awesome.
Yeah. What color are gonna be the tapes?
I don't know yet.
Do you guys get to pick that, or they're like, hey, pick it?
Well, they've done it with other bands, so I don't see why we would be an exception.
They're a new label, right? They're like 2 years old, maybe?
No, they've been old. Well, they started off as a band, like, Lee and Sean, they were playing with the Makeout Party, and then that
The Makeout Party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I know them. Maybe not all of them, but... Maybe they changed the lineup by now. Probably, they're from San Pedro, right?
No, they're from Orange County.
Orange County,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Orange County. They have also like their own little place too, right?
Uh huh. Their own record shop. It's really cool. It's located in Fullerton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. They have like
they're movie night there. OZ all the way.
Yeah. No, but they do a lot of stuff with like people all around the world. They're not very limited. They actually...
Yeah.
That's why I really like them, because they put out local stuff and then they put out like massive stuff, which is
cool.
What's
up with White Noise?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
Were you guys also like, were they helping you guys or?
Charlie from LA Record asked us and we accepted and... Then it just kind of like, I think it just, I don't know what happened. That was it. Kind of never, like, did a couple of talks.
You guys were making some good music. I mean, mm-hmm. Like it, you know, it had everything, you know, so and then just like, why did the band like just run?
What the?
Mom, please.
Party foul.
I keep telling my mom not to do that. When did this? Like Blue Jungle stopped playing?
We haven't played in a year or so, but I don't know. It's one of those things, you know. You evolve, time changes things, and you sometimes want a different direction, and I think I did a 180.
You know? Literally.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and... Everybody's awesome. Like, we're all friends, and we still talk, and there's
yeah,
no
that's
weird...
the cool part about it. Yeah. I, you know, I still go out to a few places, and I still see the same people, so that's...
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's all chill. It's all yeah. good, but, you know, each to own.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's good to evolve, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Change it up, and, you know, we mm-hmm. move on, you know?
Yeah.
So, as long as you're still doing what you, you know,
want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is music.
So. Yeah.
Rock on.
Cool. So you guys gonna come with us and hang out at the Barcade tonight?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I got some good music. I got some records. I got some Funkadelic.
Oh, nice.
Lots of Funkadelic. A lot of beats.
Nice. And we'll stick around.
Jerry, man, you ready for that?
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Did anybody know about this bar called? Original name is The Bar, but now they're calling The Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Charlie Bronson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about too much about
they
that
They should
place.
Have called it the Charlie Bronson.
Yeah, where's right? that bar again?
Yeah. Yeah, the bar, it's apparently somewhere in like Silver Lake and on Sunset. And I went into it and I did a little research on the story of it. And it happens to be that
Bukowski used to go there?
Yeah, one of the ones that he used to go a lot and just hang out there.
Me, yeah, all kinds I didn't of know that.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, what? That's why I asked you. I was like, you know anyone?
Yeah.
About the place.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, I want to go check it out, but not tonight. We're going to the Barcade, Bleepsy Barcade. So up next, we're going to have B-Sart. We want to thank Letty and Noah for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
having us.
Thank you guys
us.
For coming down to the Piñata Hour. So we still got another hour or so. You know, stick around, drink more Tecates.
Yeah. And just one more thing, all the bass players and drummers, email us at bluejunglecult.com, and we'll try you out.
Yeah, we need. What kind of drum are you looking for?
Something tribal, something good.
Tribal, huh?
Yeah.
Tribal.
Interesting. Ouch.
What was that? We're being invaded.
Yeah, Korea. Anyways, so Frank LeBlanc is going to play some more music for us. We want to thank Blue Jungle for coming down. Thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
And walk 3 blocks all the way here, right? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, it was more than 3 blocks.
It was
like
7 blocks, 6, 7 blocks. Easy.
But we're walkers.
You guys are
walkers.
I mean,
even in heels.
So look out for Blue Jungle. They're going to be out there soon. They got new stuff, and we're going to be playing Blue Jungle because we love Blue Jungle. We love the jungle and Candy what? Candy Panic?
No. Candy Pain.
Candy Pain.
And don't candy steal pain. It. It's trademarked.
Yeah, I saw a little C on it. Sure.
And people out there are like, damn.
Yeah, we're going to have B-Sar. Hey, B-Sar, are you ready for all this? No, no idea, he says. Okay, so we're going to play a little bit of Frank LePaul. Frank LePaul, he's going to be on are you going to be this Saturday at Echoplex?
No, it's actually till August 20th. It's going to be a Visionary Sounds Festival. We had the
cool.
first one last year.
Right.
Downtown, so this year it'll be at the Echoplex. So
look into that, you know, you can look for
Frank LePaul. Yeah, we'll be posting the whole lineup and everything.
Yeah, let me
soon,
know, man. Send me a link. I put it up on Lysander De Vega.
Chido.
So tonight, guys, don't forget we got Barcade, Blipsy, it's free.
Yeah, remember to bring the quarters. That's quarters.
Bring quarters. No dimes,
quarters.
And quarters. You know, spend time with us. We're going to be playing some everything. We're going to have Tiana Nicole from Afterglam, Cholo Carwas, and Scythe.
Orale.
And me, and your mom.
And your mom.
Yeah. And then on Friday 29, we're going to have Paisadelico. What a fucking name. Paisadelico.
That's a cool nickname.
Awesome. Paisadelico.
That would be a cool club.
Yeah. Paisadelico. Oh!
But that's what I call it. I call that night Paisadelico.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to have Def, the band called Def, and also Bizard and Dixo Bunny. I can't wait to see that guy again. He's one of my favorites. You probably know Melvin. No?
No.
Use a shit. Anyways, so we're going to have him on the 29th, this Friday, and that's also free.
Free.
All right, Frank, go ahead, take us away with the bong head.
Wait, that sounds like a cat. Never mind.
It sounds like a blowjob.
All right, guys.
diferente, algo nuevo, original.
than here. What better time than now?
Hermano. flota de Latinoamérica.
Sandino.
Augusto César Sandino.
Sandino.
Con un nombre sincero.
Sandino.
¿De dónde crece la hierba?
Sandino.
Que antes de morir me quiero.
Sandino.
Canta mi canción de guerra.
Guantanamera.
Digo yo, digo Guajira,
Guantanamera.
Grita y con cariño.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera.
Yo soy un hombre sincero.
Soy un hombre sincero.
¿De dónde crece la hierba?
¿De dónde creció la mora?
Y antes de morir me quiero.
Y antes de morir me quiero.
Cantar mi canción de guerra.
Cantar mi canción de
guerra.
Guantanamera,
sube con cariño.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Hijo nuestro,
padre del río.
Hijo nuestro,
qué rico el chocolate. No esperarás que por alguien me mate. Si lo mueve como lo bate, qué rico el chocolate. No esperarás que por vos me mate. Bum, chacalaca, liga, bum, 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 bum. Ver, bye, bye, ver, breta, ver, bye, bye, cali, wila. Bum, chacalaca, liga, bum, ver, bit y conga. Que no se apague la milonga. La negrita rezonga, que no se acabe la milonga. Negrita rezonga. La negrita rezonga, que no se acabe la milonga. Que no se acabe, no. La negrita rezonga, que no se acabe la milonga, que no se atonga cameronga. La negrita rezonga, que no se acabe la milonga, que no se acabe, no.
Esa es la oligarquía, y no quiere saber nada más de vos.
Check, check, we're back.
Check.
We're back here at Piñata Hour with Lee. We got Frank LaPaul mixing the sounds, doing the setup. We're going to have Bizarre pretty soon. So what were you playing? Were you playing some...
I was playing Todos Sus Muertos.
Todos Sus Muertos.
Hijo Nuestro.
Yeah, and then we play like, you play some Molotov.
Yeah, I play some Molotov.
That's nice. Puta!
Puta!
Every time those guys sing the way they say it, sounds like, yeah, I want to say it too.
I say it.
Puta. That's right. Tonight, what we got tonight? Tonight we got the Piñata Kickback Party at Barcade, Blipsy Barcade on Western. Everybody Google it. You can just look it on my page, Facebook, Lysander de Vega. Oh, Piñata Hour. I just put it up there, too. What's up, dude? How you been?
Oh, I've been cool.
He's just sitting there. Awesome. Whatever you're ready, man. Just let me know. We're gonna have Bizarre on. Oh, we're ready. How you doing? All right. Okay. Yeah, man. Whatever you're ready, we're ready here too.
Yo, we got Bobby here, and he's gonna be on trumpet, and we're gonna share a microphone, so it's gonna be a little experiment.
Get off my chest when I'm feeling like regressing from all this fucking nonsense of all this government strain on the choke and the little child is over in the rain and it's rotting bodies in the field of Vietnam past. Figure that you all kid in the class and you're not fucking learning anything, but you're feeling a degree of a third degree in the membrane. Mind blown, feel the rain of a acid pain. Brain, feel it, is it, what is it? I'm insane in the brain where you feel there is a lost rain that you can't seem to comprehend when you're last dragging, feeling lagging, feeling where you are that last and a ninja from another dimension. Wherever you must pay our attention to what we come with from fucking Los Angeles. Angeles, live and direct from Skid Row, that studio, where it is where, it's We Think Golden Channel, we consolate, contemplate, place that we serve, with that dinner they were ready to observe, and it's all with the reggae of the bullets that travels through flesh and pierce, man, shit is fucking from east to west, and the coast, and north, and south, and the ghost, and the spirit, and all you, and we fucking hear it, but where we are with the spirit, we feel from the greed, shit is feeling, and I'm shit in the city, shit's all wild, I feel it from the fucking crowd, if the energy's lagging, shit, man, they're fucking clowns, if they are. All right, we're just going with it.
Get a hold of yourself. 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 Get a hold of yourself.
Thank you.
So I hope the lyrics came through. You know, the music's kind of.
Oh man, it sounded really good.
Man,
we're live right now.
I was in a trance.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good, man. Good stuff. You even tell me that you were there was something lost or something happened to your equipment earlier.
Oh yeah, I just, you know, these machines, they age as we do, so it gave out.
Crazy. Hey, Arthur, you can go ahead and sit down. And,
yeah, the drum machine is straight.
You can sit down if you want and grab a headphone, okay. A headset right there. Can you hear me now?
I see a Sony Walkman in that setup, man. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Oh, I got unplugged. Oh, yeah. Oh, you saw the Walkmans.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even see the Walkman.
Why don't you? Well, I can't hear you, but if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the room. So I can still can't hear. But the Walkmans, you don't have a Walkman?
I don't have one
anymore.
It's like recycling.
It's just, I don't even know where to find it.
But for like the music environment.
Where did you find yours?
You've
had it a while.
Yeah. Okay. Different, you know, thrift stores are.
I gotta
like
ask
the best
my mom.
Place.
She has all kinds of old stuff.
Just ask people. They don't want it.
You know what? No, you can go to some pound shops and then they have it.
Just have like you know a little. We're having a benefit. And
oh wow! We got a caller. Who's this?
Igor Amakian calling Bizart.
Bizart.
Igor Amakian
online.
That
right
guy's
now.
A legend, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's
he
up?
Is.
I got a drum machine for Bizart.
Okay.
Oh, he's got a drum machine for you.
He said he has a drum machine for you.
Okay. You want to hook him up?
Oh yeah, man. I thought about that today. I have another machine that broke, so I need to take it in and get the new machine. Yeah.
Yo. So you know what's up, right? The Hybrid Mechanic Show, August 2nd?
Yeah, we got this show coming up in downtown about a couple blocks away on 5th at the Last Bookstore.
It's going to be Bizart, Walter Gross, Igor Amakian?
Yeah,
Igor Amakian.
Igor Amakian, sorry.
Biggie Pop.
Biggie Pop,
yeah.
Mike Dobler. Tell him who else.
Special guest Morg and
hey, all these guys are from LA or
no? Well, you know what? We have a group called Gutter Trunk. It's a very diverse group of artists that make their own music and make their own machines and make score, make art, but audio.
Yeah.
And we're doing this night that at a bookstore that very fond of.
And this caller here, he's gonna be part of the show too.
Yeah,
cool.
He's from our crew. He's from Gutter Trunk. And, we have a Morg, a good friend of mine, a beat maker from up in Nevada, from Reno. And then
hey, so, Igor, you do the pretty much the same thing, or what was that? Nah?
No. Well, we all have different styles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's just about, like...
I mean, as far as, like, using gadgets and all that. Like,
yeah, I think that you would call us controllers.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's kind of like
controller
the...
controller right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just calling to big up the show and tell you to come get that drum machine, but I'll holler at you later, dude.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you for calling. I like this kind of calling, you know, cell phone. All right,
dude. I'll holler at you guys.
Peace.
All right,
bro.
All right, peace. Nice. That was a nice call. So he's going to be part of this event. When is this event again?
On
what
day? It's actually next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
453 South Spring. Oh, down the street.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Hybrid Mechanics. We used to do a night about a year ago at the Grand Star Chinatown that was really actually quite great.
No, yeah, show up, man.
Yeah. What was the night called?
It was called Gutter Trunk and Gutter Trunk.
Gutter Trunk. Yeah.
It had its day and then it became what it is now. Just pretty much just, you know, place for us to just be.
Did you just got back from a tour? Were you doing
No, I actually got back from San Francisco. Yeah. My wife was taking she's a professional body piercer now. So she's,
She did that?
Yeah.
She did that on your nose or?
No.
You're like, no.
But I'm signing up to get a bunch
bunch more.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell us about you, man. I mean, like, how long you been doing this?
15 years. As BizArt, you know, it started with my first record that came out on on Sounds or Active Records. I did it myself with some friends in high school and, like, started putting together the tracks. And, you know, it was just kind of like cooking up with the right people. I was really connected to this crew called the Mystics from West Covina, and I got to record with them a lot. And
see, there we go again, West Covina. We're talking about, like, cities from, like, from San Gabriel Valley.
Well, like, it's really special. So cool. I mean, that's hip-hop at a time where, like, you know, Mystics was, you know, they grew up, you know, prime example is one time I had to drive to Medusa's house to go pick her up for a recording, and, like, the album that they put out was featured, like, The Far Side, featured, like, Black Eyed Peas at a time where it was just, like, so
good
music, and that album is kind of just, like, not, you know, it's forgotten.
What do you think about hip hop now, today?
Oh, well, I don't need to say anything.
Yeah. Okay.
About hip hop because, you know, everyone's going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think the important thing is to if you know what hip hop really means as the culture that it was made to be, then you're going to put that good energy out.
Yeah. I just keep hearing a lot of more negative stuff, you know.
Oh, of course, but that's where we're at in music today.
Who's it's all making? Good. It's all good out there. Yeah. But hip hop.
Oh. I just want to see a Tribe. Was supposed to be a reunion show, A Tribe Called Quest, or was that?
Well, the film came out.
No, the film came out.
That's like a groundbreaking thing that's happening.
They already did?
Yeah.
It's a documentary that's out. About their tours and stuff. You know,
stuff that happened back then.
I hope they do a nice documentary, because some of these hip hop documentaries I seen, like, beef against this rapper, against the MC, it's shitty. I don't like them. Yeah. You know, sound right.
It is what it is.
So going back to BizArt, so how long you been playing the LA circuit here? I know you've been
since I've been born and raised here. So
right,
I
mean,
just been a while. I was a dancer first, and I grew up in like Pico Rivera, like SGV area.
Right,
and you know there was a lot of like underground crews there, Rocksteady crew. I was part of a young crew called Zulu Youth that kind of was coming up on that, and reading all the hip hop stuff about graffiti, and, like, you know, they're real strict when they are, man. But some good teachers I learned a lot from, and I think that really inspired me really young to continue in using being an MC and making beats as an outlet. You know, hearing other people's tapes, really young, and making my own tapes, and then
A kid, what do you remember, like, as far as the first type of music around your household, like, you know, what your parents would play?
Funk, you know, like Earth, Wind & Fire, like, you know, Michael Jackson, you know. I used to really act out all that stuff, you know, you know, the music videos I used to put on the...
free jazz, like, what do you recommend listen on the free jazz, like...
I have to really credit a lot of my friends that have encouraged me to put out my music and actually make that possible, and who have introduced me to lots of different music. Sounds Are Active was a great, Records was a great influence, on all the people that came from that, and also Joyful Noise Records. And currently I'm working with a few different record labels in Germany, Paris, and also here and also in the Midwest. Right. So there's a lot of different people kind of supporting the sounds that I'm putting out, whether it be as a musician or performance artist or a hip-hop artist.
I see both. Joyful, great. I love it.
Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise Recordings. They're an Indiana-based label.
So
music's coming out. I'm putting out some records and putting out some cassette tapes. And
But how long you been, like rapping on it, like on your beats and all that? Since day one, always, all the time?
Everyone says 12 and shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I used to be rapping since I was 12. Those 12-year-old rappers are making the money right now, too. But, I started really young, but I had, you know, like 93 was the year. And Till Infinity is where it's at. So
beyond,
I think I'm still feeling that. You know, I mean, I consider like hip hop music, like, you know, that as earbooks, and I consider my music as a book, you know, because that's how I put it out for myself, and I love listening to lots of music and like a lot of different rappers, like, you know, Nas, the storytellers and great people that put out music that challenge psyches, Wu-Tang, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And everything like that. So I definitely.
Oh, yes, Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I consider myself like kind of like within that.
Do you ever got into those the Young Cannibals?
Young Cannibals, of course. Yeah.
Black Teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, those.
You know, it's all hip hop. I think the one thing, you know, we're saying hip hop is a universe, and we're all part of that universe. So yeah, I think it's one body that can open up a lot more than it is actually, because it's very close and concentrated on money making, and that's where things aren't really heard that should be heard. And there's a lot of records that I, you know, one thing about like me making my remixes and my beats and what I'm doing now, and kind of, you know, if you wanted to say it was a mashup thing, but, you know, I'm really kind of like using all these channels to kind of, you know, create a moment that really, you know, leaves that listener like with something that they connected with. And maybe it takes them back to a day, or in that moment it creates something new. And I'm really kind of getting involved in sound and, you know, seeing what the things that I've learned and kind of applying that to that, you know.
What you like to talk about, like, you like to talk about politics on your lyrics? You like to?
Yeah. I grew up like very, like, you know, in a box. Of course, I grew up in the church and stuff, but I had a lot of teachers. I actually had a lot of push to perform from my church. I grew up in an Orthodox church, so it was you know, I was part of, I became a minister at a real young age, which sounds crazy, but, you know, I was part of it's a very, you know, religious practice of the processions, and you have the priest, and you have, you know, a walkthrough, so very, very traditional, and I grew up with that since 7 to 25, and I think for me, that experience to, you know, you learn, you know, like you would read a book that you really love, and you, you know, there's a lot of time and
moment. An experience. You know,
an experience.
Spiritual experience.
Yeah. And yes. Now I kind of, you know, it's a wide open, you know, everything you see in the street, at the store, you know, at, you know, what you listen to and turn on the radio. I'm kind of like, really trying to connect with the energies of that, and then putting out there something that maybe will definitely counter that in a way. I'm not trying to, like, you know, it's not like, I'm just doing what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Piñata Hour.
It's definitely different. Yeah.
That's what we do in here. I don't know what I'm doing. Right?
Do you?
I don't know. Do I look like
no?
I'm a good actor, though.
I mean, now, you know, I'm a father now, and things are different, and, you know, it's like everyone
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Oh, busy.
Yeah, well, I'm a father, you know, I'm a step-parent as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Double busy, then.
But I'm having, my son's turning one in about a month, so I'm like, you know, gearing up for that.
That,
you
know, big party, right?
He's excited, standing up, you know, you know, almost there, walking. You know, he's awesome. He's awesome, man.
Hey, so we have you down for... for Paisadelico this Friday.
Yeah, we're doing that show. Awesome, City of Industry, which is a really special place to me, actually. Yeah. I used to buy my flyers from there, all my underground shows where I used to do show. I used to book shows with the Mystics, nice. Of Atmosphere, you know, like, you know, all kinds of cats from the underground.
It's a good spot. It's like right there off the 60 and the 605.
So. Yeah, I'm really excited. Even though it's kind of like a desolate place.
Yeah, the last Pasadelico we had like a lot of people from Whittier. That's pretty cool.
It's like Experiment Rhino near there or something, like.
Oh no, it's a Deja Vu is right next to us.
Deja Vu. I actually played there. Dude. Like, yeah, I played there like in like 2001 or something.
You know, when I got there, like, I got there around 8 o'clock. I must have seen like 30 girls going in. I'm like, what?
A trabajar.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Hard for those quotas.
I can't remember quite. You know, if I was playing with, I don't know if I played with Tumex or if I played with Phoenix or Ryan or something. But
yeah, and right next to Deja Vu, there's this little bar on the wall. That's what we're gonna do. Paisadelico.
I know where that is.
It's like a restaurant. Doesn't have like a fish tank in there.
No fish tank, no restaurant. Just like straight out of bar.
At least you get a fish tank.
So it's gonna be you guys, Bizarre. Then hey, what's up with Nacho Gonzalez?
Wait, what's up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, Nacho, he's from a group. I'm in a few bands.
Okay.
And Drowning Swans, and he's also in Jeff Artiti's Nile. And they have an album coming out super soon.
Yeah, they were here.
Oh, word.
Yeah, Jeff was here like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Nacho. Yeah, man. He's,
yeah.
He's
not the drummer, but the homie. Jeff only. Cool.
Yeah, man.
It's a small network here, I think.
But I got some shows coming, some really special shows. I'm pretty active. There's a couple parks in Los Angeles that I'm able to do workshops and music, circuit bending, and child development even.
Mm-hmm.
La Culebra in Highland Park, and also Spiraling Orchard.
Yeah, that's a cool park. That's the one with the hill.
It's a serpent that goes all the way up to the hill. Yeah. A lot of culture there, a lot of history of Los Angeles that's kind of just humbly sitting there, and they've opened the door for me to bring a lot of different people into what we're doing there. If we know we're growing.
I think we play with you there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, come help us. We have a garden. We have a functioning art gallery and venue. We have like a coffee shop that we're like, we're turning into some good stuff for the city.
You're going to be playing at El Cid as well too, right? You're going to do this artery?
Yep. And I'll be at Hard On as well. A lot of people in LA know about Hard On, and the same people are putting together Artery, which is, connected. It's just on the other side of town at the El Cid. Which is where I used to live in that area for a few years. I made a lot of really important music during that time period with some cat, Nanny Cantaloupe from KXLU.
Cool.
Yeah. So old roommate, knows a lot about music. Name dropping. I got Ollie from Germany. I'm in the process of joining an art collective and called Knernz. And it's
Germany.
Yeah. They accepted me into their
secret. Is it like a secret society?
It seems like it. I had to fill out quite a bit of material to
paperwork and stuff.
Yeah. But it's DIY, and they all support each other. So I'm just glad to have a real good
So yeah, anytime you guys have any materials, just send it my way. So.
Yep. And then we got Bobby here, who's just been like coming through, playing trumpet, playing different types of effects with trombone as well. We went to the desert.
Bobby?
What's up?
We went to Telemagica this year, which is an underground kind of like a music fest that just real open doors and really spiritual, connected to all kinds of universal stuff. And it was really intense for 3 days to be there. And then it was on the way back. You just got to be safe. It's pretty dangerous out there along the border.
A great experience overall, though.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll welcome you guys to come with us next year to Telemagica. We're going to be doing quite a pretty big.
Telemagica, I noticed they've been out there for like, 8 years or so?
Yeah,
about doing little shows like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So people can look for you on guttertrunk.tumblr?
Yeah, I would just, type in Gutter Trunk, type in Biz Art, whatever you're familiar with. The sounds are all different, Hybrid Mechanics is the name that we're kind of pushing out there. That we're going to be doing a lot of underground events with, people from performers like Basic, people that we're reaching out to. We're reaching out to a lot of people that we like, hopefully they, want to get at, come and participate. And things are coming. Things are coming. A lot of art, a lot of music, and good education.
Checking out one of your YouTube videos here, Bizarre Liquid Beast.
Yeah, I got
one
a new
of my favorite.
I got a new album coming out.
Badass video.
It's like peeling a shell, but it's not like it's under a name called Gothic Cholo. That
what's up with that?
I have to tell you, it formed at a show I did in Boyle Heights on the anniversary of my father's murder. And, it was a ceremony that I did where I played a bicycle, with a violin cord and had a drummer. And my face was all painted and whatnot. And it was a really heavy experience. But from that came that idea. So much like a character to do something and to write the material that I'm currently putting out into the world.
I'm just going to give you some knuckles here. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
That's good, man.
Yeah, so I have an album coming out called Plastic Tears 1 and 2. And it's a really short album, but like it's 10 tracks, and it has homies from, you know, Dead Noise from Seattle, Tension from San Diego, Psycho Pop, and Walter Gross from Baltimore. And yeah,
people, you gotta see Bizarre Art live, hear their sound. We just heard like for like 10 minutes or so what he just did here, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, 10 minutes, it was, yeah, you know, improvised.
Is he gonna be, Bobby, are you gonna be there on Friday too as well?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm looking forward to it.
City of Industry.
City of Industry at El Salvadoreño Bar. It's a sport bar next to Deja Vu on Gale.
Are they going to have food?
Pupusas.
Hey, are we going to have dinner?
The man gets there around 10.
Are we going to have cooking dinner before?
Yeah, we're going to have dinner, yeah.
Pupusa.
I'll bring some churros from Jack in the Box.
You guys take the bill. Okay.
They still have them? I don't know. Last summer, I think. All right, cool, so man, we're gonna say goodbye to Bizarre. Thank you for coming down, dude.
Thanks for having
really
us.
Really, thank you. And also, it's gonna be on Friday at Paisadelico,
next Tuesday it'll be at the Last Bookstore. I really encourage people to come out to see Morg from Nevada and Forks from Boston, who are some serious progressive musicians that I think people need to feel and hear and be in the presence of the Last Bookstore. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Thanks, man.
Stressed out.
So we're gonna go out with Frank LaPaul. He's gonna play a couple of songs here. We want to thank everybody for coming down. This is Piñata Hour.
Be well,
Lee. Here, your host. Good and
peace.
Thanks for SkidRowStudios.com.
Thank you.
Good night, and go to the barcade tonight. Try to make it. Starts at 10 with Tiana, Nicole, Cholo, Car Wash, me, and somebody. Dude, forgot his name. He's not listening. And if you are, I'll buy you another beer. All right. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Peace out.
No tienes que ser real, yo. Directamente desde Monterrey, rumbo al 2010.
Tienes que pelear, lo tienes que lograr. Tienes que
El sistema es una mierda, imperia la injusticia. Mentes despiertas quieren callar deprisa. Cerrarnos los ojos, taparnos la boca. Tratar a su gente como si fuera una idiota. No soy ignorante, trato de informarme. Todos aquí afuera sabemos que son farsantes. En los telediarios, como en las iglesias. No te creas todo solo porque es Televisa. Ve a tu izquierda, ve a tu derecha. Cuidado a donde vayas, te pueden prender la mecha. A veces los maleantes pasean en patrullas. Quieren las cosas tuyas, más vale que huyas. A veces el sistema hace que lo destruyas. Un pensamiento libre no para por ley absurda. Yo soy quien burla la autoridad. Tengo la sangre fría para ver la realidad. Esto es lo que hay, tienes que respirar hondo para ver la realidad en el fondo. Me presento y no me escondo, ¿qué hay? Sin preguntas te respondo, la realidad en el fondo. Esto es lo que hay, tienes que respirar hondo para ver la realidad en el fondo. Me presento y no me escondo, ¿qué hay? Sin preguntas te respondo, la realidad en el fondo.
No tienes que callar, no tienes que ceder, tienes que respirar, tienes que poder, tienes que pelear, lo tienes que lograr, tienes que, tienes que,
exclusivamente para el mixtape,
tienes que ceder,
respirar hondo,
respirar, tienes que poder, tienes que pelear, lo tienes que lograr, tienes que, tienes que,
solo hablo la verdad, cosas que suceden a mi alrededor, no te intento pantallar. Así es como se vive en mi ciudad. Quizás también la tuya en este tema pueda reflejar el temor de vivir con inseguridad. La sociedad crea la enfermedad y la gente tiene hambre y no lo puedes evitar. Pero un gobernante obeso quiere tu otra mitad. Y así es, y no lo puedes parar. Así vas como el tic-tac, con lo que te dictan. Avanzando en círculos, no disimulo la anarquía en este rap melodía. Avanzando en círculos, no disimulo la anarquía en este rap melodía. Mi filosofía se amplía si me quito la venda y no está a la venta pa' que entiendas. entiendas. Esto es lo que hay. Tienes que respirar hondo para ver la realidad en el fondo. Me presento y no me escondo. ¿Qué hay? Sin preguntas te respondo. La realidad en el fondo. Esto es lo que hay. Tienes que respirar hondo para ver la realidad en el fondo. Me presento y no me escondo. ¿Qué hay? Sin preguntas te respondo. La realidad en el fondo.
Sí,
tienes que callar.
La realidad ya está para los que la quieran ver.
Respirar.
Pero tendrás que respirar hondo.
Tienes que pelear.
Así es.
Tienes que lograr.
Este fue el track.
Sí. Yeah. Tienes que.
Este tema fue el 12 de octubre.
you know. See the data in my flow. Hear the beat, it bang down like the wall of Jericho. From the six shooter, pop pop. We vibrate your drop top. Beretta, the spitter with my Mangueta. Feel the drip drop. Others bring it halfway like beat shoes, they flip flop. Trucked, I wanna see my profile. Call me Alfred Hitchcock. The sound is like a gunshot. The others are just pin drops. My songs are like songs, and the Pope calls it him. Andata, ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo vende, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como el maca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve, ¿qué te pasa? Yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. I'll be the cinder block cracker. Got weed mixed with tobacco. Audio the massacre. My lawyer screaming Attica. Cumbia cocotazo. Bandata mi palazo. Maya calavera. Are you ready? Sube brazo. Them pisses sound system. Them sissing man listen. They shaking in their boots like they a bunch of wet kittens. We colder than some dry ice in your hands with no mittens. Go get yourself a ticket. Tell the haters good riddance. Bandata. Ay mira mama hueva. Se mi linda mulata. Y mira como vende. Y que linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como el maca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve, ¿qué te pasa? Yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un triquitaca. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como al maca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve, ¿qué te pasa? Yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Bandata, ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como el maca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve, ¿qué te pasa? Yo digo Bandata. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. We'll be right back.
cuando tú no estás.